You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now is 2:08 PM, 3:23 the date. Together, the news about Trump pulling Mo Brooks' endorsement, yeah, that caught my attention, sure enough, this morning. And I got to ruminating a little bit, and I was thinking through things, and it got me thinking in a different thread, so just bear with me here. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a dog person, all right? In my lifetime, I've had a cat, a rabbit, a fish. My brother had a bird. But nothing ever comes close in my mind to having a dog in the family. I was that kid who never met a stray I didn't like. You know what I mean? Big dogs, little dogs, special breeds, mutts. It didn't matter. Dogs are just special. I remember in third grade at Chaffee Elementary in South Huntsville, there was a little black and white stray that hung around the school playground, and I took to saving part of my lunch to feed her. And then one day the principal made known that she felt like she was going to have to call animal control because the dog wouldn't ever leave the playground. Wonder why I was feeding her every day. Unless someone was willing to take that little dog home. Well, I don't remember how I got to the principal's office, but apparently I ran there. The principal at the time was a Mrs. Birchfield, if I recall. And somehow she was convinced that I was serious about adopting that little mutt. And she called my mom at work. Mom was single at the time. There was no one else at home. And listen, I don't know how I worked this out. Just a pure charm offensive, I'm sure. But between Mom and Mrs. Birchfield, I got excused from school to take that little dog and literally carry her the 2 miles to my house. Literally carry the dog 2 miles to my house. I probably got fleas from carrying her, but she was my dog. Stayed with us for years. My best dog over the years, though, the one that became like a child in our family, was a big old black Doberman Pinscher named Ranger. Now, Dobermans are a big breed, but they're not huge, and Ranger, though, my gosh, he was huge. The average size for the breed is supposed to be 60 to 80 pounds, not Ranger. He topped out at 120 pounds, built like a Brahma bull. He was mean looking. I saw the pizza delivery guy jump off the porch when old Ranger came to the door. But he was a good, good, good family dog. He loved the kids. He loved to play. And he was so smart. I mean, it literally got to where you could speak to him in a conversational tone. I mean, I can remember saying, "I'm going downstairs. You want to go?" And he would beat me to the stairwell. And I'd look at him and say, "You going to leave your Chewy up here or what?" And he would turn around and go back and get it. But, oh, man, that dog, he could smell up a house, too. I mean, I could always tell when Charlene made his diet too rich by slipping him treats in the kitchen. My gosh, when that dog passed gas, it was like someone was burning tires in the room, which you could tell he thought was hilarious. You could tell by the amused look on his face, he would stare at you to see what you're going to say. Well, I could go on and on. But we had that four-legged horse of a dog in our house with us for nearly 9 years. And the day we lost him is still one of my worst days ever, to be honest. But 9 years. Okay, 9 years. The funny thing is, his 9 calendar years are supposed to be measured differently than people years. I'm told that the first year of a dog's life is equal to approximately 15 years of a human's life. The second year measures roughly 9 years for a human. And after that, every human year equals about 4 or 5 years for a dog. Okay, if that's the case, then old Ranger was 52 years old, give or take, when he passed away. I don't know how they come up with that, but that's what they say. Dogs age differently because their bodies, their metabolism, their progression towards maturity, their lifespan, it's all different. Ranger was already getting gray in the muzzle when he passed away. Dog years take their toll kind of quickly. Well, let me tell you another one, though. Talking about dog years as I transition over. Some years ago when I was still in public office, Charlene and I were somewhere and I was asked, "How long have you been in office?" And I think I said at the time, 5 years. At which point Charlene jumped and said, "Yeah, but really political years should be measured like dog years, so it's like he's been in office for 35 years. Well, we all thought that was hilarious and it became like one of our favorite jokes. But really, there's something about politics that changes the passage of time, it seems like. Like the people who never seem to retire. If we do the dog year math, that means Richard Shelby was first elected to a public office in 1970, so he's been an elected official for, Lord, 224 years. Well, the dog years of politics seem to stretch the unusual longevity of some people who stay in office until they become great-grandparents. Almost like it stretches time. But that's only when you're in office. In the campaign season, it's different. In the campaign season, you grow old fast. There's an old saying that in political campaigns, a week is a lifetime. Anything can happen. A candidate can go from hero to zero overnight and vice versa. You can lead in the polls and then the fickle winds of political overtones blow the opposite way and suddenly you're playing catch up to the folks that you had been leading. Case in point, my good friend Bill Hightower, a solid God-fearing conservative, he was the lead candidate in the race for Congress down in Mobile just a few years ago. Came to a runoff between Hightower and Jerry Carl. And then Governor Ivey chose to delay the primary election dates because of COVID, and in the course of a few weeks, Carl changed his campaign strategy, used that delay that Governor Ivey had put in place, and issued a number of attack ads and narrowly defeated the previous leader, Bill Hightower. Short time for a big change. And do you remember 2010? Robert Bentley stood back in third place while Tim James and Bradley Byrne literally beat the stew out of each other, with neither one believing that Bentley was their real threat. A short time later, or a long time if you use dog math, and it was Governor Robert Bentley. And here's another one fresh off the press, just mentioned it a moment ago. Just this morning, the news broke that former President Donald Trump has rescinded his endorsement of Congressman Mo Brooks in the race for U.S. Senate. Now, Brooks has been the leader in that race for the better part of the last year. Donald Trump Jr. even came out and refreshed that endorsement recently. But today, the rug was pulled out, and you can bet the Brooks campaign is reeling right now. If a poll were taken today, and by the way, you can bet that a pollster's already been hired to do so, if a poll was taken today, the loss of the Trump endorsement would likely drop Brooks 10 points in the standings, I would bet. Is he out? No. No, he's not. No candidate should count out any other, especially when the other has been in the lead for a long period of time. But Brooks is in dire straits as of today. Of course, when you measure the time between now and May 24th in dog year math, those 60 days between now and the primary, those are like a lifetime, a whole lifetime. So Katie Britt and Mike Durant, they're rejoicing right now, but you can bet that a Hail Mary from Mo Brooks is coming, so they can't relax. 60 days to the primary. In dog years, that's like all the time in the whole wide world. I'm just telling you, dog years, political years, measure them the same. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's no endorsement coming from this show for any candidate. We've had all three of them on. Brooks was on, what, yesterday, I believe. We've had Mike Durant on several times, and Katie Britt came on once while I was gone and once early on in the race. She doesn't like to come on. She's afraid I'll ask her a hard question. But nonetheless, we've had them all on here with no, you know, leanings one way or the other. But the reality is, I'll just tell you, Brooks got a body blow today. We'll talk about it in a few minutes with our friend Dale Jackson, see what his thoughts are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.